Currently connected to CMN Network.
Quiet out here on the FBI. I'm just surprised it's quiet. sure is. It'd be KR4, HTA, Kilo on your 4. Hotel Tango Alpha, and we listening.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, nobody's out here, so it'll be KR4, HTA, downtown Memphis, Tennessee, Kilo in the 4 Hotel Tango Alpha.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is Monday, and it feels like a Monday.
That is a fact. I feel good. I feel rested. Just don't want to go to work, especially with these sunny days we've been having.
I hear ya. Yeah, my allergies have decided to go bonkers. No fun. So, I got pretty good sleep last night, but, man, I'm hurting here. I could use another day to this weekend.
Yeah, my wife last night, like, all of a sudden out of nowhere got super congested, and now she's all stuffed up and her eyes are watering this morning. I'm like, dude, what the hell? Came out of nowhere. But yeah, I think I'm ready for a 4-day week. I don't know what. Oh, well, we got Memorial Day coming up, so I might be able to make it till then.
Yeah, and if you play your cards right, you can phone it in on that Friday and make it to 4-day week.
You know, that might have to happen.
Yep, that's I think that's how I'll play my cards. You know, I don't, when it comes to Fridays like that, I don't really have to phone it in because by probably Wednesday of that week, all my customers will be absolutely checked out until Tuesday or Wednesday of the next week. So, I won't have anything to do. I won't have anybody to sell anything to, so it won't matter a whole lot.
Right, worst case scenario, just work from home in case someone calls you.
Yep, that's what I'll do. It'll work out pretty well.
I don't know if you got a loose mic, a loose head connection or something, but you got a lot of, like, it's not static, it's like electrical noise coming in.
Let me know if that's any better. I had my Anytone near the head of the radio and just turned it off.
All right, that one sounded better.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't roaming, but I've noticed when it does roam, it adds a lot of noise to the analog radio, so maybe it was doing something.
I keep hemming and hawing if I'm going to sell that 2730, and I just don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't know that it's worth it. I don't know that you'll get enough money out of it, but it's worth selling it, and then you'll always have a dual-band mobile.
Yeah, that's like the angel on my shoulder telling me to keep it, and then the other side's like, well, you haven't used it since you got your Motorola. Which is probably more than likely going to be the case, but I don't know. Yeah, I'd have to get, like, probably $500 to sell that kit. I don't even know if that would include the battery. I mean, I got 200 wrapped up in the Armalock and almost 4 of the radio.
Yep, you're very unlikely to get that. You'd have to maybe be, you'd have to be right place, right time, because no one, very few people are going to look at it the way that you or I would look at it. and think about the entire package. So they're just going to think about the radio.
NADBF. Yeah, that's pretty much how I've been looking at it. Is no one's going to look at this for the value that it is. They're going to look at it like it's a $350 radio or whatever it costs. So, yeah, and I got a $45 adapter because Icon doesn't give you any way to mount the head to the body. So, yeah, you're probably right. Just hang on to it. It's a very niche market.
K8RUH. Yeah, it's definitely is. And you'll know if you find the right person, and that's when you sell it, you know. But otherwise, just hang on to it. Put it at your parents' house or something like that, you know. Get them an antenna on the roof and put it over there, and then when you're over there, you can use it or whatever.
I got my Digi rigs on Saturday. I didn't realize how little those things were. Like, they're dinky. At least, well, you have an 891 dedicated one. I don't know if it's any different, but I just got the mobile one, and holy crap, man, it's so small, I did not expect that. So I 3D printed a bracket for it, just guessing, and of course it didn't fit. Then I printed another one last night, and I don't know if that one's going to fit. And it's like, dude, I really don't want to order the one from Armalock for, what does he sell them for, like $40 or something?
Yeah, whatever it is, it's more than you want to pay for it, so... Yeah, you'll be able to, I'm sure you'll be able to get it dialed in. Hopefully it doesn't cost $40 worth of materials, though.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I've got the filament, and I ordered a $5 pack of peanuts for, like, MLOT crap, which I could have swore I had some, but maybe not. So that's all I am into it, and I'm trying to keep it that way, because... As good as Armalock stuff is, what he charges for accessories is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, all the wires and all that stuff is, like, shockingly expensive.
You guys have a good Mother's Day?
Yeah, man, we just laid low. My wife and daughter wanted to go get pedicures. I took them to do that. And then we tried to go to get some sushi at this new sushi place for lunch. They were closed on Sundays. And then it was awesome. We, like, sat on the couch and watched movies and did absolutely nothing. And then ordered carry out for dinner. And, yeah, man, it was, like, a super lazy day.
That's how Sundays are supposed to be. We didn't get home until almost 8 o'clock because we had to go to her dad's for dinner. That's what she wanted to do. And I'm like, dude, it's your day. Like, why are we doing this? She's like, I don't want to host or cook. And I'm like, I'll pick you out to dinner.
Yeah, so it sounds like you had a busy one and I had a lazy one.
Unfortunately, yeah, we got home around 8. Kids are all past their bedtime and miserably crabby because none of them napped, and, you know, that whole fun thing when no one cares about the kids' schedules.
Oh, I remember those days. Luckily, I'm way past that, but, yeah, that definitely sucks.
You never called me on Saturday about your code plug software either.
No, I just got stuff done around the house and never really, I didn't sit in front of a computer at all this weekend, and it was pretty good. So I didn't get to it at all and was not sad that I didn't spend any time on a computer. So I thought of that, it was like, 6 o'clock, and I was going out to meet up with some friends, and I was like, crap, I never called Dakota, but I was like, yeah, it'll be time another day, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's no big deal, it won't take long to fix. I envy you not spending any time on a computer. I went down the AI rabbit hole and started running models locally on my computer and crap, and ended up building my buddy two apps for his website, and I'm like, dude, like, this is way more fun than actual work. Maybe I should start doing this on the side. So I spent a lot of my weekend on a computer. So much so that even when I went to my in-laws, I brought my iPad so I could remote into my computer to babysit the project that I was working on.
Well, at least you were having fun doing it. I mean, there's value in that. You weren't frustrated in doing it for somebody else.
So the motivating factor here is, this is one of my good buddies. I sold him a Geissele Super Duty like 2 or 3 years ago, and instantly was like, I don't even think he pulled out of the driveway yet. I'm like, why did I just do that? So I told him, I'm like, how much ROI do you need for me to get that gun back? I was like, I'll build you whatever you need for your website, but I want that thing back. So I think I'm on the right track. I set up some proof of concept and some samples, and I think it's going to happen, but we'll see.
That's pretty cool. What business is he in?
He's in Pond and Lake Management, and he's also on the, or well, Pond and Lake Management for service and Pond and Lake Management on the e-commerce side. And then he also has a, I call it chemical manufacturer, but it's not. It's organic treatments, so organic dyes and organic bacteria treatments and things like that. So it's not exactly chemical, but he also does that.
What's the company called?
ThePawnShop.com.
Ah, okay. I have a friend that works for, maybe is it the Pond Guy, that's out your way. The company's out your way. I don't know right where it's at. It might be in Romeo or something, maybe a little further. But yeah, she loves working that for that company. So I figured, I was like, oh, maybe it's the same company. Then I used to know another guy. I don't know if he was on his own that did pond stuff. His name was John, I think. I can't remember his last name. But yeah, that's funny that there's that many different companies that do that.
That was my first job out of high school. I don't even know if I was out of high school yet. I think I started my junior year in the summer. And funny enough, but not funny enough, he and the owner of the pawn shop actually, like, started their businesses together as one, and you know how that goes. So, yeah, they're not together anymore, but I just drove right by the pawn shop, so, yeah, they're right out here by me. The pawn guy, sorry.
Got ya. Yeah, that's cool. I would imagine in a business like that, B2C, you have a couple tools on your website, you can quickly get ROI from them.
Yeah, and I've got another app that I built, the scraper for a mailing list. So I told them, I'm like, you know, if you can convert like 1%, not even half of a percent of what I'm about to give you based on your average, like, this more than pays for my gun. So give it back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Speaking of, did you buy that ugly thing you sent me the other day?
Ugly thing that I sent you? I don't know what you're talking about. I got that J-pole showing up today, I think.
The Beretta.
Oh, yeah. I picked it up on Friday. Man, that thing's hilarious. A little bit louder with a suppressor on than I wanted it to be, but pretty cool little gun. Dude, they're running $100 rebates on the things. It was $300. I mean, how can you pass it up?
Speaking of, I should order another can today.
Yeah, you should. What are you wasting time for? Yeah, it's funny because I was looking and I was like, I need a really cool 22 dedicated can for this thing. But apparently 22 cans are hard to come by right now because there's no stamps. and they're all rather cheap, so they're just going like wildfire.
I've had my Sparrow going on probably 5 years now, and dude, I freaking love that thing. It's not sexy, it's not high speed, but it's just, it's quiet, it's easy to clean, and I mean, I don't abuse it, but it's just a good little can. But you're right, they're like $250, so no stamp, $250, people are jumping on those things.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, here I am talking about buying another one just because, so they've really taken the pain out of it, especially for those inexpensive ones that, you know, the stamp's the same price as the, was the same price as the unit, so that was a tough pill to swallow on some of those cheaper cans. You know, it went from $250 to $450.
Metal tube to make my 22 and 17 quiet, and I got to spend this much money, but I am also in the market for another one, because the one that was on my 17, I hate taking it off to put on my 22, or 22s, I should say. I've got a Coltac sleeve on it, and just to protect it, and it's, I don't know, I always wrap my cans, and I got to take that off to put it on some of my other stuff, because the way they're set up, and I just don't like dealing with it, so I want one on that gun that never comes off. You can weld it on there, I don't care. And then I want one that I can bounce between the other rifles.
You know what one is cool that I've, a couple of my buddies have picked them up, and they're pretty nice, are the Huxworks titanium ones. They're super light, and they're nice. They're real quiet. They are a little bit more expensive. For a while, you could find them on sale, but I don't think they are anymore. And they're about $100 or $150 more than the Sparrows. So, I mean, I don't know if it's worth it, but they are pretty nice, and they're really light.
I would say that titanium is worth it. Another one that's cool, I think my dad's got a Rugged Oculus, or Oculus Rugged, whatever that is. It's like I think it's the modular one, where you can make it super, super short, or you can put the full length on. That can's pretty sweet, and I think he got it for about the same price as a Sparrow, but a buddy of mine has got a Nomad 30 TI, and when he handed it to me, I laughed. I'm like, this literally feels like an empty beer can at how light it was. I have seen videos, or not videos, pictures, and I don't know if they're real or not, of the welds failing, because it's welded titanium, and the cam breaking in half. I'm sure they would warranty that, but that's not exactly something I want to experience. But yeah, the weight savings, he's got it on his proof research, so, you know, he's got carbon fiber stock, carbon fiber barrel, titanium can. I'm like, yeah, how much money do you have into this thing?
Well, if you're going to do one piece, you might as well do them all. KE8RU8.
I need less hobbies, man, I swear. Been playing radio like crazy lately. I've been back into drones because it's nice out. And then, you know, the guns never go away.
Yep, I hear you. If I could ditch one or two, I'd probably have a lot more money in savings, that's for sure. Or I'd just find a different way to spend it, probably.
NABBF. We could be doing drugs, so there's that. Speaking of cans, do you have anything for a 9mm? Have you played with any? I put my Hybrid 46 on my Glock, and it was just the dumbest thing ever. I mean, it was cool, there was no recoil, but you almost have to two-hand a thing because the can weighs so much.
Yeah, I have a Omega 9K, and that lives on my Scorpion. And then I have a JK Armament, I think it's like I can't remember what the title actually is, but it's a 105-something that is modular. It's just like you were saying with that rugged one that your dad has. You can take the baffles in and out to make it longer and shorter, and that thing was like super cheap. and that's the only reason I bought it. And I've you don't need the spring assembly to run it on a pistol because it's so light. But I've tried running it on my 43X, and it doesn't really like to run on there. I am going to put it on, I got to get to the range, I'm going to put it on my my Flux and see how it runs on there. Everybody says that it will run really well on the Flux, so we'll see what happens.
Realistically, that's probably the next can I'm going to get. It's a tough pill for me to swallow because I don't recreationally shoot that much anymore. And if I do, I shoot with the gun I carry because that's the one that matters. But I've got a Gucci 19X that's just like, you know, my buddy's proof I was just describing. I did that with the Glock. Like, just dumb. And I really, it's got a, oh, God, I don't remember what brake I put on it. The only thing I didn't go crazy on, I didn't put a Radian ramjet on it. But it's got a brake on it. And I think I would really much prefer, because if you shoot a thing without ears, you're literally cross-eyed and your ears are ringing. But I think I want to put a can on that, because that's kind of the bump in the night heater. So I want something that's super compact, not super heavy, and it's just got to tone it down enough to where I'm not blowing out my eardrums.
Yeah, I don't know if the Omega 9K will fit the bill for you, but let me tell you, you run that Omega 9K with subsonic ammo, and it is hilariously quiet. I mean, you just giggle the whole time you're shooting it. So, it might be worth doing some research on that. It's a really nice can. They also have, they've come out with a new one since I bought the Omega, and it's supposed to be quieter, and I think it maybe it's called the Spectre 9, or Syndicate 9, or something like that. And I've seen some good reviews on that one, too.
The plus side of this no stamp thing in the market is there's that always new stuff coming out. I just wish the supply would get a little bit better. And am I crazy? The Osprey 9 speaks to me. I don't know why, but that's always been, like, my aesthetic that I wanted. And as for this pistol that I have, I think it would fit it perfectly. Especially if it came in like a burnt bronze or an FPE. I love that can. I don't know why, but I want one. I also want a Salvo 12.
Yeah, I would love to have a Salvo 12. That would be awesome because I have a Sega 12 shotgun semi-auto, and that thing would be too much fun on that gun.
We'll have to plan a little range day or something, or go to Bald Mountain, or, oh, I'm trying to think, what's between you and me that we can go shoot fun stuff at that's not inside with a bunch of people that don't know how to shoot guns?
Nothing. I'd have to come out there for sure. We are, we have nothing. You know, there is, over there near Metamora, there is a state range. But I don't know how, sometimes they get pricklier at state ranges than they do at private ranges. So, I don't know, might be better off just at Bald Mountain. Hey, I'm pulling up at the office here. I'm going to grab my gear and get out. So, I'll be clear on your final. Have a good day. KE8RUH.
I'm good with Bald Mountain. All right, dude, have a good day. I'll catch you. NADBF.
Oopsie-doopsie.
Morning.
Good morning. Man, I'm just hitting the road now. I am way behind the schedule.
I know. I was wondering where you were. Anthony and I already had a whole queue show, and he's already in the office.
I think I accidentally hit off instead of snooze on my alarm or something. I know it went off at 6, and then I snoozed it, and it went off at 6:10, and I snoozed it, which 2 snoozes is, that's the max. But then the next thing you know, it was like 10 to 7. Like, thank God I got a shower last night.
You'll probably still make it on time, though, right?
Yeah, I'll probably be a few minutes late, but it's not that big a deal.
So does that mean shop coffee?
Oh, never shop coffee.
Connected to CMN Network.
That's my attitude exactly. I will not drink the coffee in the office. It's disgusting. Depends on who makes it. If I make it, it's decent. That's because I make it the way I like it. You know, we buy Tim Hortons grounds. It's not terrible. Got a nice little bun coffee maker. Makes it quick. It's decent. Nice and strong. But half the time I went and got a cup, it's like the remnants of my coffee cup. I don't know who makes it, but they put in like a scoop of beans. I'm like, what's the point of even drinking this?
Yeah, we don't have enough coffee drinkers, so we don't make a pot anymore. We have a Keurig sitting there. I've got some pots there. In a pinch, I will do it. And it's my Keurig machine, so, and I never use it. We got like one guy that drinks coffee, uses it every day. So I could do that. I've got some of my pods in there. So, yeah, maybe it is shop coffee.
That reminds me, I brought my old Keurig into the office, and it's in my buddy's office, and I have an office, so why is it in my buddy's office? I should do that. It's probably saving me a ton of money, but I've been making coffee at home like a good little soldier, other than the fact that we're still milking that Starbucks gift card I got and living high there.
Yep, there you go. So looking at prices here, unleaded $4.79 plus $5.39 premium $5.99, and then I can't tell what it is, but something across the street there's $6.39. Chewy.
Filled up on Friday. I drove to Speedway in Dryden. My son had a sore throat. I promised him a slushy in the morning, so I was like, sure, you know, I pull in the driveway. Dad, I want a slushy. I'm like, for. So we all loaded up in the truck, went over there and filled up. It was $4.99, but I signed up at the pump for a speedy card, so I got 4 cents or 5 cents off. It was like $112 to fill my truck. It was disgusting.
What if we hit some kind of record yet? Because I don't think I remember it ever being this high. The highest I ever remember it, this is going back to when I started driving, the highest I ever remember it was just in and around 4, maybe just squirting up a little above 4. I don't remember it ever pushing 5.
I don't ever recall it being this high either.
Oh, well, grin and bear it, right? I've got a little Escape, and I barely drive it. Most of my driving is done with my work vehicle, so I am very lucky at times like this. This work vehicle becomes very, very valuable.
I very much miss my work car. I didn't like the car, but I like the fact that it didn't cost me anything, and I could park my truck. And I'm kicking off a project in Wayne, so good timing.
Now, are there cars, so once you get in, are there cars available to you, or pretty much it's just all you?
We've got a fleet of pickup trucks, but I don't know that they're at our disposal, but I should ask. If they expect me to be driving down there multiple times a week, I'm going to say I'm taking one of these trucks instead of expensing my mileage at, which is, you know, they give me 56 cents a mile, so it doesn't even cover fuel right now.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? If you got a fleet of trucks, so you know, why can't I just run one of these? And they might do that. It's worth asking.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bring that up today.
You can say, you know, look at all the free advertising you'll get with me running around with this. I promise not to slosh any garbage juice anywhere.
No, our guys with CDL have got that under control.
What's that? What's about a CDL? How's that come into play on that?
Because they're the ones driving the trucks. That's just being a pickup.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. So, man, whatever came of that, that all get worked out? You heard any scuttlebutt?
I'm pretty sure we contracted someone to go clean. I'm not totally positive. I try to keep my head in the sand when it comes to all the PR stuff. I got my own set of problems, but I'm pretty sure that we contracted a cleaner. I think. Don't quote me.
There you go. And I'm just wondering, you know, the driver, was that, you know, what the hell, man? I'm sure that he got himself in a little bit of a pickle. Unless it's, you know, they all do it, wink, wink, just don't get caught. But I don't think that can be the case.
I can assure you that is not the case. There are trainings and all kinds of crap on these types of issues. And some guys just don't like to follow instructions, that's all.
Yeah, I just want, you know, that's the thing. I was just wondering, you know, why would he do that? You know, what, you know, does it make it easier for him in some way or something? Or, you know, just what was he thinking, you know? Because or was he just, you know, just stupid and just didn't realize how, you know, gross that was?
In these type of incidents, there's two things I've come to realize. It's either the drivers don't care or they're just dumb. So I don't really know that there's an in-between. You know, obviously there's equipment failures that are true accidents and things happen, but in those events, they're supposed to stop and put in a service call. So, again, that goes back to they either don't care or they don't realize it.
No, but what I mean is he was obviously doing it. So, you know, was he trying to save himself some time? Or does it make his job easier? Or why was he doing that? You know, because, you know, and, you know, why he thought he could do it, you know, it's just stupidity or just, or you know, or he just thought he could get away with it. But he didn't seem like he was worried about getting away with it because he's doing it right on a main street. You think he would have went on some, you know, little alley or something like that. You think he would have done if he was just trying to get away with it. It just seems like stupidity. But, no, but that's not really, you know, the question as much as, you know, why is it akin to, like, emptying your RV, you know, gray water tank in the, you know, in a sewer or something like that?
No, not at all. That's what I mean. Like, he's not gaining anything by doing that.
Yeah, see, that puzzles me, then. What the hell, man? Because I was thinking, why is he doing that? I mean, what, you know, that's got to get accounted for one way or the other. I don't know. Oh, well. I didn't mean to bring that up. It's hardly your end of the business. Oh, man. Ugh. Great. I get behind the guy doing 10 under in the Pontiac Vibe. Oh, yeah, she can barely see over the wheel. Coffee. I'm going to have to stop, I think.
Yeah, my morning routine has been AG1 and a Keurig coffee on the way into work. And if the guy I work with is on time, which is rare, I have him stop at Starbucks, and I buy us both a coffee with the gift card. So hoping that's the case today, because the Keurig coffee didn't cut it. But I am backed in at my spot here, so I'm going to get inside and get this week kicked off. really hope I don't have to go down a lane today, but we will see. I'm definitely going to ask about the pickup truck, though, so good call. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. I'll listen out, NABDF.
All right, have fun. It means you'll be carrying your bag phone around with you if you get a work truck. I hope you do. It'll help. All right, W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, radio check. Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
AEAWOJ. AEAWOJ. Anybody around on the FBI this morning? Hello, Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, with a short announcement, if anybody's out there.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NHWRO in Richmond. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Tim, I think it is, right?
Yes, sir. I almost got to you over there on 2 meters, but wasn't quick enough. But I got you here. Go ahead there, Rick.
Yes, sir. Thank you and good morning. Always good to hear from you. And you remember Joe, right? KE4ZYQ passed on. Went silent key a month or so ago. And his family is having a memorial service for him in Mount Clemens. On the 22nd, May 22nd, and I have all the info, and they said all his radio friends are invited, so if anybody wants to go, I can send you the info. My email is ke8woj@gmail, and I can send you the info in case anybody's interested, and if you wouldn't mind, kind of spread it around a little bit.
Yeah, sure thing, Rick. In fact, we could probably get it up on our website because Joe was one of our team here, so we would definitely do that. You can send it to my email, but how about I send you an email because mine's long and you're probably out without a pencil. But, I'll send you my a request by the my ARPSC company email, and if you send it to me, I'll see if John can put something on the website.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. I sure appreciate it. That's awesome. And yeah, Joe was a good guy. It'd be nice if we had a good turnout for him there. I never know from day to day how I'm going to do, whether I can do anything or not, but I sure am planning on making that. It's a little bit of a trip for me, but it's worth it.
Yeah, copy that. It's something we should do, that's for sure. And I did go to your QRZ page, and I do see your email. So let me ship that off to you so that in turn you can flip it back to me. And we will take care of that. Appreciate the information. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar after you there, Rick.
Thank you very much, Tim. I sure appreciate it, and I know his family would too. Thank you and have a great day. Thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate that too.
And I will, you're right, I'm out here on the porch with a cigar, no pencil or paper. You know me too well. So anyway, have yourself a great day, and we'll catch you later, and I'll send that back to you just as quick as I can. Have a good day, and we'll catch you later. Be safe out there. KE8WOJ. KE8WOJ with an short announcement there if anybody's out on the FBI this morning.
Didn't you just
leave the mail? I'm sorry, I didn't get that. It was a little bit scratchy.
I said you literally just made the announcement 4 minutes ago.
Oh, I did that here. I'm sorry. I didn't know I did that here already. I didn't think, I knew I called out, but I didn't get any replies, so I didn't know I made the announcement. Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry for bothering you. KEWOJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLL.
WAP Mobile.
WDAKLL in the mobile.
Only got a few minutes here. Where are you off to on this fine sunny day?
Yeah, I believe it's Wally. I'm not for sure, but WDKLL Greg here. I'm up in Grand Blanc going down Hill Road here, Roger.
It is Wally. I'm over here in New Baltimore, heading to the post office. Gonna go pay the water bill, which is due tomorrow, which I forgot to pay, so it won't be late. And then I'm probably gonna go to the office for a couple hours.
Well, good deal. I'm retired, so I won't be going to the office today, but we're out running some errands on this beautiful day, and good to hear you, Wally. Haven't heard Jack out there in a while. I know he's trying to get his general. Get up on that HF band, but anyways, good to hear you, my friend.
Yeah, Jack is still around, but I haven't heard him. I don't know where he's hanging out nowadays, so tried different places, but I know he's still out and about.
Yeah, we chit-chat a little bit on the phone there, but yeah, last time I heard he was planting his garden, getting his garden ready and stuff, but trying to get that general license, so hopefully he can get that knocked out there. I'm rooting for him for sure. All right, Wally, we'll check you out later here. I'm almost to my destination. Forget your call, but Wally, after you, WDAKLL, we'll be clear after yours.
You take care. I think Jack will be very happy when he gets into the HF spectrum. So, he'll get there. I'm sure he will. All right, you take care. You drive safe. And be good. Beautiful day. W8BB.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-8-R-U-H.
What's up, Raw?
Nothing. Who am I talking to?
It's Foo. Anyhow, you're like Bra, except for Ra.
Copy that. Are you on your way home, or are you still in the office?
On my way home, a little early. It's my anniversary, so I'm going to get home and get changed. And Mom and I are going out to eat.
Very cool. How many years?
41.
Wow, congratulations.
Yep, we dated for 7 years before we got married.
Wow, so you guys have been together for a little bit. That's some good work.
Yeah, in the 7 years before I was getting married, there was maybe one or two, you know, spots where we weren't mutually exclusive for a hot minute. But shortly into our dating and all that stuff, we became mutually exclusive. But I would say for that 48 years, we've been mutually exclusive all but a month.
Wow, that takes some work, that's for sure.
Now, it was last month when my wife found a new boyfriend, but that doesn't matter.
No big deal, right?
Can you blame her? Well, there's that.
K-8 PSI, congrats.
Yep, we're simple folk. She didn't, I asked her where she wanted to go. You know where she wants to go? Marcus, get the pierogies. Really? I mean, at least they got a bar.
That'll be good. Keep it low-key. Everybody keeps their wits about them then, right?
Yeah, I can't really impress her with the fancy place. She's like, you know, she'd rather get pierogies at Marcus than something. She doesn't like the fancy stuff. She likes your meat and potatoes. Regular old stuff. So Marcus is nice. They got a nice bar, good drink menu, so we can have some cocktails and all that stuff. Shrug, I guess. I'm sure I could figure out somewhere else, but she likes things she's familiar with. She doesn't like the unfamiliar, so I asked her where, and that's where she picks.
Well, that's cool. It's sometimes those fancy places are a bit too much, and stick with something easy. You know you're going to be happy. You're going to enjoy it, and that's cool. That'll be fun. Go have a couple cocktails and some pierogies, and then get home and relax. Still just a Monday, and you got to go to work tomorrow. So, yeah, that'll be a lot of fun, though.
That's what happens when you get, you know, up there over 30 years and 40 years. You know, it's like, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Anniversary, what do you want to do? I don't know. Want to go, you want to run up the Ram's Horn? Yeah, okay. It's like,
Christmas, you know, it's like, oh, you know, $1,000 on the grandkids, and, you know, the one gift for the kids and nothing for each other. You get kind of like, eh. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but you just get to the point where it's like, eh, why bother? It's like, I don't know. She doesn't seem to, you know, care or want for much pomp and circumstance, and nor do I, so I guess it works out.
Yep, that does work out. Every once in a while, you should make it a big deal, though, and I would bet you made it a little bit bigger deal last year for 40. So, yeah, you don't, not every time does it have to be the event of a lifetime, though.
Yeah, them big decade milestones, you have a little get-together and all that stuff, you know, that's a little different. But our next one is 9 years off, so. And you got to do something for 50, I guess. That's the rules.
Yeah, I would agree. You should do something for 50, that's for sure. I have a coworker that says you can only celebrate things on zeros and fives. So, you know, 40, 45, 50, everything else is just getting to those numbers.
What say you, Greg?
Well, I'm okay with Marcus. I think that's probably something similar to what we would end up doing. You know, low-key like that. Nice, but nothing, you know, super great. And then the birthdays and Christmases and anniversaries and all that, yeah, we both have everything we want. So occasionally maybe a little weekend trip or I don't know, something around the house, you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, it's not a big priority anymore. We just good to be together. Everyday life is good enough.
Yep, you got to appreciate it. Don't take it for granted, but be happy that it's there, that's for sure.
No, but every individual is different, right? You know, some people may like that. There's nothing wrong with that, right? You know, and go up. I mean, if she wanted to do something really nice, you know, go get dressed up and go down to someplace really nice or something downtown, you know, or somewhere, you know, I'd be cool with that. I'd enjoy that, but she's just not one for that. And like yesterday for Mother's Day, we're trying to figure out, you know, what she wants, and, you know, pretty much everywhere that's, you know, you got to find something pretty straightforward. And so, but other people may want something, you know, with all the trimmings and all that. And hey, that's good too. But I agree on the fives and aughts, right? Those are the ones, you know. So if you have 45, you know, will be something. But can't celebrate everyone like it's 1999. That's kind of silly. So. You know, 40 was kind of a big milestone. You know, as is 30 and 20, and, you know, they're all huge milestones. And 50 will be another huge one. Those are the big ones, in my opinion. So, I don't know. I can't think of any other way it would be. And had we got married when we were first met, man, we'd be looking at 50 in a couple of years here. Good grief.
Yeah, we were at 31 this year, and dating 7 years before that, so about 38 years, and long time.
Yep, that's some years. I'm hitting 15 years this summer, so I think we dated 3 years before we got married, so we're at about 18. Maybe 19 years or so. But, yeah, 15 years seems like a long time, and you guys got many more years than that on me, so that's pretty cool.
It's a living hell run.
Connected. connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I think I'm just now getting to know her a little bit, so there's that. KE8-PSI.
It reminds me of this joke I saw one time. It said, we lost power today, and everything went out. Internet was out and everything. So spent some time with the wife and the kids. They seem like nice people.
That's pretty good. Hey, I'm pulling up to the house here. I will catch up with you gentlemen later. This is KE8-RUH. I'll be clear on your finals. Have a good day, guys.
All righty. Have a good day, Anthony. I'm pulling up at my next errand. Two left, I think, maybe three. So we'll talk to you later. KE8-BSI.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later. Maybe chat on the way in. I was running late today, so I got on the road after you got in. So maybe catch you tomorrow morning. W8FU.
Are you on your way home now, Sean?
I am. Heading home, get home a little early so I can get changed and we can figure out when she wants to go. I don't know when she's going to want to go, but got plenty of time. Just wanted to get home and unwind a little bit, change, maybe grab another shower. I don't know. But yes, on the way home now.
Excellent. Very good. I'm assuming the Marcus out by here, 25-ish in Van Dyke. I know they either moved that one or there was a second one. So is that where you're going?
I know of no other. The only one I know is they're at 25 and a half in Van Dyke, and that's the one we're going to. But if there's another, it's news to me. And if they're exactly the same and the same, those pierogies, man, nobody's got pierogies as good as those, in our opinion. And so if there's another one, and it's closer, I'll go there, but boy, you got to make sure the pierogies are as good.
No, not that I'm aware of, but I thought they may have moved from somewhere else at some point. Somebody mentioned that. I don't know. And yeah, you're right. Don't forget your to-go order, and don't mess it up this time.
Yeah. No, they used to be down here. They used to be more of a diner. Down here at 14 Mile and Ryan, and they closed that one up, and they opened that one up there, and it got, you know, it significantly went upscale a little bit from what it used to be. Most of the dishes are, you know, are the same. I don't think they do the Marcus burgers anymore, they were telling me. The hamburgers on the hot dog buns. So they're upping the ante a little bit all the way around. Last time I was in there, I think I got a beef short rib or something like that. It was very good. So Andrea almost all the time gets the pierogi. But like I said, she's a creature of habit. She likes what she likes, and she likes to return to that over and over.
All right, yeah, that's what I heard. They were down there a little ways and then relocated and upgraded. All right, now I got it. All right, very good. I am at my next stop, so I'll be back probably in a little bit, and I don't know where you're at, so maybe you'll be here. KE8-BSI.
Roger, yeah, I was going to ask you about, you know, the big swing radio thoughts, if you've made any thoughts on that. So I'll be in here for another 15 or so if you're back out here. Anywho, catch you then. W8FU. W8RCY. W8FU.
Good afternoon. You rang, W8RCY responding.
Yeah, I have not checked the dashboard since you texted me, but I heard some guys talking a few hours after we chatted, and the one said, I see you're coming in on the Lansing machine. The guy said, yes, I am, indicating that they were getting activity. So I was just wondering, have you tried it, and is it back?
First off, I've not checked it, but those two gentlemen I did hear talking. I did hear the reference to Lansing, but so it's the same two guys, but when the thing froze up, I have not checked it. I can check it right now. It'll only take a second.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about them as much as I just, oh, it sounds like maybe it's back up. So I was curious if you had saw that. So, yeah, let me know. And if not, I'll raise Fred. But sounded to me like they were getting live action.
As I currently look at the screen on my phone, and I've refreshed it, it's not changing at all. It's still right where it was at the time and date stamp that I sent you. But it's funny because those two guys were the ones that were talking at the time that it froze up, and it still says Mount Clemens in Detroit, the last two transmissions. But no change on my end.
Yeah, okay. Maybe it's just they thought they were seeing a live dashboard and were looking at Friday's information. Fred, are you listening? W8FSM, W8FU. All right. Well, when I hear him, I'll let him know. So, anywho.
Well, also, like we had the issue with the TJ's repeater last Thursday is when it conked out right around 1 o'clock and kind of was like stuck in an open mic position, and my radio would stop scanning the bands that I have saved on my scan list, and it would lock in on his frequency, and it was mentioned a little bit on Discord, but you asked about it, and I just bailed on it because I didn't want to add too much to the mix. But anyhow, you know, that was another case there where that thing acted up, and then I guess it corrected itself. I don't know. But everything's back to normal at that end, and so on and so forth. So appreciate you checking back with me and checking in on this thing with the MI5 dashboard. And enough radio, enough work stuff. Get yourself home and have a wonderful evening with your wife. Happy anniversary. W8RCY.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm up here at 16 and Ryan. So I just got to get through the light here, make the Michigan left, and I'll be southbound and getting close. So, anywho, I think you heard we're not going anywhere terribly special, but a place we both like. And that's at our grumpy old age, it's better to get a place you like, where you're sure you're going to be happy with the results and can have a pop or two, then go someplace fancy and risk not being impressed. So we don't have any high-dollar regular places we go. So, I mean, I got a couple I could think of, but she's not a big fan. So, well, we'll enjoy it. Regardless, it's where we want to go. W8FU.
Happy anniversary, KPR.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to go grab a bite here. Anywho, what's up with you? You work today?
Nah, I took the whole week off, trying to get everything ready for going down south.
Ah, yep. How much stuff are you taking? You got a car full? How many are you going with?
Well, I'm meeting up at Dan PLW's house. He and Colin will be there, and caravan down together, staying at their, they offered me a place to stay there, and I'm staying with them. That should be interesting.
Yeah, okay. This is a first time for that. I thought I heard you did that last year.
Stayed in their flea market spaces. I didn't stay in their house. I had my own place, but I waited too long this year. There was nothing else available.
All right, very good. Sounds like a good time. So I got to get down there one of these years. I keep saying that, but and there's really nothing stopping me except I'm boring and lazy.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I don't know if it's just so much stuff on me now. It's overwhelming at times. And then there's always the weather issue. This year's looking, so far it's looking pretty darn good. Better than most.
So, I was, I'm not sure if you and I talked about this before, but something that is news to me, and apparently isn't news to others, but news to me, but did you know that the APX can be stacked? You can have, I'm confused as to whether it's two, three, or four decks, but for sure you can do at least, they call it multi-deck, and you can do at least two. And I think I heard you can do up to four, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay, is that, are they P25 or those DMR or both?
P25 and analog. So, you know, you're still going to have that UHF DMR hole if you so desire.
Okay, so, and those can use a standard control head, right?
In the multi-deck configuration, you're limited to the 07, the 09, and I think the 04, I'm not sure, but you're limited to, there's only a select group of, but the 07 is the one you want. You know, the 09 is pretty crazy. I got more of those than you can shake a stick at, but the 07 is the one you want. And you can't do the handheld control head with the multi-deck setup, which was kind of disappointing. But anywho, the 07 control head's pretty nice.
Okay, so which, what model numbers are the decks?
APX 6500, 7500, basically.
Is that 65 the VHF, 75 UHF?
No, 7500 was dual band capable. Disc no longer supported by Motorola. And then the 6500s are the monoband. They can be bought in, you know, UHF, VHF, or 800. But you can buy a 7500. You can buy in a dual bander. You know, and so you could get a 7500 with, let's say, you know, they're real common to find the VHF 800 ones if you wanted to cover the three bands, and then you could just get a monoband UHF one, or vice versa, or you could get a VHF UHF and just look for an 800, 6500. But 6500 is monoband, 7500 was either mono or dual band.
Okay, so if you had a 6500 VHF and a 6500 UHF, can they be connected to this head?
Yes.
Okay, so very similar to the NX 5700 5800 series. That's be the same kind of concept. All right. I'll have to look up for something like that, too.
Now, they do require multi-band flash. So, you know, but I don't know if there's a way to get that outside of Motorola, and so that's the part that concerns me, is getting that multi-band flash, because if you don't have that, you won't see it won't show up in the software, to enable the multi-band. Once you got it enabled in the deck, then you can go in and you can tell you whether you want it to be the primary deck or the secondary deck. That's why I think it's only two, although they call it multi-deck. And other places they seem to indicate you can do up to four bands, but I think what they really mean by that is you could do any two of what they consider the four bands, because they consider the UHF R1 and the UHF R2 two different bands. So you can do any two. You can do, of the VHF, the UHF R1, the UHF R2, or the 800. So I think that's what they mean by four bands, but I think you can only do, in the multi-deck configuration, two of those. But if you get 7500s, they could be dual band themselves, so you could have up to four, covered that way.
Okay. I'm just looking at these different heads. Nothing comes up for the 04. You said, was that one of the numbers? 04 control it?
Yeah, don't quote me on that one. I know the 7 and the 9, and those were the only two I cared about. And I know that the 03 is not available, the handheld control it. So there's one other one in there that, was it an 04, 05, I don't know, but I wasn't interested in with whatever it was, and so that's why I don't remember for sure. I thought it was the 04, and I'm surprised you're not finding an 04.
No, but I am finding an 02, which has a built-in speaker, and it says it's commonly used with the APX 1500, 4500, 6500, 7500, and 8500s.
You know what? You might be right. Yes, it's the 02. That's what I was thinking. I don't know why I said 04. Yeah, it's the 02. So I think you can do it with the 02. I should know that's what our entire fleet runs. Well, not entire, but 02s and 07s and 09s. Those are the three that I know the multi-deck can work with.
Oh, okay. It looks like the 07 probably does not have a speaker. It does have a keypad. But I'm sure with the 02 you can get a touch DTMF microphone or whatever they call it.
I'm sure you can.
All right, something new to look out for. All right, so I was raking leaves in the backyard here. I heard you talking about your dinner plans. Well, where are you going?
Hold on a sec here, I got a traffic thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom. Sorry, no copy. Let me try one of the other ones.
Okay, how about now, Phil? KJKJO.
That was perfect.
Yeah, I switched over to Ump. Sitting over here in Golden Creek. Can't go too far because my wife is over at Mount Clemens General, so she just went in there about an hour or so ago, maybe a little less than an hour. So I still have a couple hours to hang around town.
Okay, well, what are you going to do to keep yourself busy?
Well, BDK, and if you were at the shop, I was going to go down there and say hello, but I think they're all gone.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. All right. Well, we were just talking about going down to Hamvention, formerly Dayton, now Xenia. Have you ever been?
Never, ever have I ever been down to Hamfest. Finances would never, never allowed it.
Yeah, it is it's a little bit on the pricey side. I mean, it's still, admission's $30, but for what you get, I think it's worth it. And, yeah, you got your lodging, and if you want to do flea market, that's cost and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's, I always try to come out ahead. I keep a ledger, of all my expenses and what I've bought and sold, and I usually come out ahead. So, as long as that happens, I'm happy.
Yeah, I have nothing to sell, so I'm always buying something. I mean, I bought W1 BLU's 6550, and with the assistance of a couple other Elmers, I got that working. And then I bought Dakota's FTM-150, waiting for that to come back from the shop. So I'm always buying something.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, Pierre. You back, Sean? Guess not. All right. Sounds good. What was wrong with the 150 that you had to send it in?
Well, Dakota showed it. It was operational. And I got it from Dakota. And I plugged in to the car here. And no go. I'm like, what? Didn't even turn on. I'm like, what's going on? Maybe the control head. So I swapped control heads with my 310. Didn't come on. Took it upstairs to my power supply. Didn't turn on. Checked the control head on my 310. And it worked fine. So then I told Dakota. He came over with his travel pack. And did it with his connections. Didn't turn on. He's like, what the hell? So he took it back and he sent it in to repair for me. Then I'll get it back. So it just doesn't power up. But when he took it down, I saw him. I saw it operational. So we don't know what went on.
Okay, well, I'm on a 310 right now. You can use the same head on a 150? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it's an identical head. All you do is, the 150 and the 310 have the same head. Same buttons.
I did not realize that. Interesting. Okay. So it's just the body that's different. So it sounds like it was a cabling issue. Is that what you determined?
No, we're thinking internal fuse somewhere that popped or blew or something. So. He sent it in to take a look. You plug it in. We had all good power supplies, all good power sources, all good connections, and just wouldn't turn on.
Okay, interesting. Because I know I've got a friend who's got an FTM 500. He's got some kind of similar problem. He says it won't power on. All of a sudden, I wonder he's got the same situation.
he's going to try to get it to me for me to look at, see if I can figure out anything.
Yeah, it just, I mean, it was just like dead out of the box. So, sent back to Yaesu and have repaired, because it's practically brand new. I mean, I think he just bought it like last year. So, it's not even that old.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck with that. I'm guessing it's maybe still under warranty, hopefully. So, whatever. So, well, I guess maybe Sean got a phone call or whatever. So, I would assume he's out or maybe home by now. I know he's got to get ready to go out. So, and I'm expecting somebody to show up here in any minute. So I'm going to say 7-3 time, catch you later. Try to keep busy, stay out of trouble while you're roaming around. Catch you later. KCAKJO, KPR.
Yeah, I'm just staying in the local area. So, all right, take it easy, sir. 73KPR from KCAKJO.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
AE8WOJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
KE8LX Mobile and Monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
QOSLA, Lima, Alpha X-ray, Mobile, and Monitoring.
Go with Foxtrot Lima Yankee Radio, Joe.
Station calling, I didn't catch your call. Go again. This is KE8LAX.
This is KE8FLY, QOSL8, Foxtrot Lima Yankees.
FLY. This is Dean. How are you doing today?
Good here. I'm just at the park a bit. Just kind of... I haven't heard of anyone all day. I mean, almost. Just trying to see, how is my signal sounding?
Your audio's all right. You're coming in clear, but it does seem like you're struggling to get into the repeater. Which repeater are you trying to get into?
Don't quote me.
I was not able to catch your If you have the ability to move around or add a little bit of extra power, depending on what you're trying to get in with. Definitely try that.
Hello, Elliot. This is Kilo from Chinese Pacific.
Hey, Darren, you're struggling a little bit too, but I got you in there. KFAETQ. Go ahead.
I just haven't seen you on the radio much. I was curious. I'm surprised to hear you. My getting home from work has been a little bit quiet lately.
Yeah, well, working midnights now is a little tricky, and my days off are here and there, so I've got like Monday, Tuesday off this week. Other station that was in there, if you wanna try again, please go ahead.
Park right now, 7-3.
I was only able to catch your 7-3, so 7-3, you have a good one, and hopefully we can catch you on the air again some other time. This is KE8LAX. Darren, KFAETQ, go ahead. I caught something about your antenna. You're kind of coming in and out. I also caught something about SWR. What are you trying to do, or what have you done? Yeah, there was no copy on that on your last. I also didn't know how well I was getting in, so I just bumped the power up one because I'm currently in Rochester Hills at the moment.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is there anybody there? KFA, CBA, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.